Sorry I'm late, Don. I backed into someone while pulling out of my driveway this morning. Luckily, no one was hurt. I just can't believe I didn't see a neon green VW bug.
Maybe it was inattentional blindness.
I'm a very careful driver.
I'm sure you are, Yael. Inattentional blindness happens to all of us, off and on. We're constantly barraged with so much sensory information that we can't process it all. That's why we've developed attention. Attention filters out most of this sensory input so that we can focus in on select details. Though we often think seeing is a conscious process, you just open your eyes and look, the truth is, seeing is largely unconscious. We're inattentionally blind to the filtered out information that never reaches our consciousness.
But how could my attention filter out a neon green bug?
Many factors affect inattentional blindness. One is conspicuity, a thing's raw ability to capture attention. Your name is cognitively conspicuous. If you hear your name, your attention may be quickly diverted. Bright objects are often visually conspicuous. It doesn't sound like this car was lacking in conspicuity, though.
No.
Another factor is expectation. If past experience has taught you that there's never anything in your way when you back out of your driveway, then an unexpected neon green car may slip past your attention. Then there's mental workload. You can process only so much information at a time. So if your attention is on, say, an upcoming deadline at work, it may overlook things like a neon green bug.
I guess I was thinking about the fact that I was already running late.
That would do it.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross, with help from Arian Mack at New School University. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.